This episode is brought to you by NordVPN. Listen up, nerds. No. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, from border to border and coast to coast and all the ships at sea.
What?
Hello, friends. Do you have a computer? Of course you do, because it's not 1987. Hell, you're listening to this on some kind of computer right now. But do you have a VPN? Oh, what's a VPN, you ask? Well, my friend, a VPN is a virtual private network and it offers two key benefits: enhanced privacy and security online. But VPNs do a lot more than that. VPNs shield your IP address, change your browsing location, and make online life easier. It's all about safety and security, my friends. But like everything else in life, it's also about watching TV. Don't let your paid subscriptions go to waste. I use NordVPN to access my home content while I'm traveling. Wink, wink. Plus, secure your connection on public Wi-Fi in airports, hotels, cafes, anywhere you go when you're traveling. There's over 6,300 servers in 111 countries, and you can find a nearby server for the best VPN speeds. NordVPN is easy to use. Connect with one click or enable auto-connect for zero-click protection. And it's got amazing speed. NordVPN is one of the fastest VPNs out there. And with just one NordVPN account, you can use it on 6 devices. It supports every major platform: Windows, Android, iOS, macOS, Linux, even Android TV. I think those are all real. Don't miss out on all the awesome benefits for using a VPN. Go to nordvpn.com/ifanboy today for a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee. The link's in the show notes. Once again, that's nordvpn.com/ifanboy.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You ever feel like you really need to get something off your chest? This is a real thing. Like, if you're mad, if you're upset, if there's something going on, like there's often for me an idea. Maybe it's a wrong. Maybe it's a moment. It's an injustice. It's something that just you keep going on and on, over and over in your mind about it, and like that can create anger and resentment or shame, whatever it is. And very often, I have found — I am not a therapist — I have found that when you let it out, when you give it voice, when you say it out loud, sometimes it makes you feel better because you've expressed it, and sometimes it makes you realize, like, oh, this is not a big deal, but it's been stuck in my head. So you give voice to those things, and it can make you feel a lot better. And shock of all shocks, therapy is one of those things that can help you do that. It can help you be able to say those things in a place where you don't need to worry about the repercussions of it. Work your way through it, figure out coping skills, how to get around it, you know, find ways to deal with that stuff instead of letting it fester. If you are thinking of starting therapy, if anything I said sounds familiar, you're like, oh, maybe my life would be a little better if I could deal with that kind of thing, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's fully online. It is convenient, flexible. It is suited to your schedule. That's the idea. That's what they're going for. You can fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. That's a big deal. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. That personal connection, I believe, to be super important. Again, I'm not a professional. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ifanboy today. You get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/ifanboy.
Hey, Josh, have you ever wondered where some of America's greatest technical achievements have come from?
I think about that all the time, Connor.
So I'm going to tell you and the listeners about a show that explores just that topic. It's called American Innovations. On American Innovations, host Steve Johnson gives listeners a ground-level view of the history behind some of America's scientific achievements and technical innovations of the past century. The airplane, nuclear energy, artificial intelligence, you name it, Josh, he's talking about it. Why am I talking to you about this, Josh? Because in the latest series, American Innovations is taking a look behind the subject very near and dear to iFanboys' hearts: the pioneering cinema technology behind Star Wars.
That is a subject to which I have spent a not inconsiderable amount of time educating myself about.
To bring Star Wars to screen, new technology had to be invented and utilized in ways never before imagined. None of the special effects companies in Hollywood could handle the innovation necessary to bring George Lucas's vision to life. So Lucas built his own studio and forever changed the way movies are made. We love behind-the-scenes stuff, Josh. Ben Burtt is a name that we know just as well as Harrison Ford.
What's funny, when you say technical achievements, like, I literally picture Ben Burtt standing outside — he's by the power line.
Mm-hmm. With his recording device.
Yep, I can see it. And then I can see Dennis Muren leaning over that table. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, more of that. That's always super stuff. Fascinating.
So
yeah.
For you and for the listeners, here's a preview of American Innovations, where you'll hear how the iconic sound of the lightsaber was created. And while you're listening, go subscribe to American Innovations wherever you listen to iFanboy, or find a link in the show notes.
It's the spring of 1975 at the University of Southern California, and 27-year-old Ben Burtt is on a mission. With a microphone in one hand and a portable tape recorder slung over his shoulder, he checks his watch. Almost 6 o'clock. Uh-oh. Burtt begins to jog, then the jog becomes a run. They usually lock the room at 6, and time is running out. Burtt sprints across USC's campus, but the stupid 25-pound recorder is weighing him down. Burtt knows this campus well. He got his master's in film here, so he takes all the shortcuts. Sweating, he finally reaches his destination, the screening room. The door is shut. Locked. He spots a nearby janitor and hurries over.
Hey, excuse me, hold on a second, just please, I got a favor to ask you.
Yeah?
Do you have keys to the screening room over there? I just need to get in for a minute. Could you open it up? I used to go here, probably still got my student ID in my wallet somewhere.
All right, but just 10 minutes, okay?
Perfect, thank you.
Burtt rushes into the screening room. He's been here many, many times before and knows exactly what he's looking for. He walks to the back of the screening room and spots it, the projector. He doesn't need to thread it with film. He's not here to watch a movie. All he needs is the projector itself. He pulls the tape recorder from his shoulder, sets it down, and hits record. And then he turns on the projector. He sits there for a moment, enjoying the sound of the motor. It sounds just like he remembered. Not many people would get this excited over the sound of a projector running with no film in it. But not many people are sound designers with a job on their very first big movie. Burtt now has the last component he needs. Once he gets home, he rushes over to his desk. There are tapes stacked high, a couple more recorders strewn about. He selects a tape labeled Tube Buzz, loads it into one of the recorders, and hits play. Ben got that piece of tape from recording the sound of his TV's cathode ray tube with a slightly damaged microphone. He thinks that buzzing, with an edge to it that sounds dangerous, plus the magical and mysterious hum of the projector motor combined, might just be the answer. Burtt closes his eyes, shuts them tight. He tries to picture it. The image that was on the wall of the office where George Lucas and Gary Kurtz gave him the job. It was a concept painting by Ralph McQuarrie, Luke holding his weapon as he faced off against the film's villain, Darth Vader. Burtt instantly had an instinct for how the weapon should sound. He could hear it in his mind. He now plays the two tapes at the same time, adjusting the pitch. There it is. Now that is the sound of a lightsaber. It is the first sound effect that Ben Burtt creates for his first film as a professional sound designer, a film the world will one day know as Star Wars.
That was just a preview of American Innovations. To listen to the rest of this episode and more, go find American Innovations on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this right now.